In recent months, Romania has been at the center of international attention. The trigger was the surprising election victory of Călin Georgescu in the presidential race, followed by the annulment of the election. A new vote will now be held on May 4th, but Georgescu is no longer allowed to run. In his place, a new candidate has emerged, George Simion. And I am pleased to welcome him now, exclusively on Auf 1.
Dear Mr. Simion, thank you for taking the time and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for your invitation. I want to answer all the questions from the domestic and international media. Unfortunately, many of the mainstream media that today are in the free world are not taking the time to interview us and to ask us directly what we want to do and what is the situation in Romania.
That's what our job is. So, Mr. Simion, the events in Romania over the last few months, they have attracted worldwide attention. Even Elon Musk and US Vice President J.D. Vance have commented on them. Did you ever think your country would be in such an international spotlight?
No, actually, we don't. It's an incredible situation. We are facing an ongoing coup d'etat. The only country inside the European Union where you faced a similar situation was Austria. But here you repeated the second round. We understand that in the current times, our ideas of loving our country, of being Christians, of believing in a traditional family between a man and a woman are not accepted in some parts of Europe. But this doesn't make us pro-Russian. This doesn't allow any of the assumedly democratic parties to annul the elections. We believe in the will of the people, we believe in fair and free elections, and we believe in our constitution. So hopefully, after May's elections, after May's repeated elections, we will stop this ongoing coup d'etat and we will come back to common sense and to normality.
Given the developments in recent months, do you still consider Romania a free and democratic country today?
No, of course, we are in an authoritarian regime. Even in the indexes, in the tables about the democracy, we are not considered anymore a democracy, but a hybrid regime, a country where the government organizes the elections and the government loses the elections, and because they don't want to give up the power to assure a democratic transition of power, they annul elections. Of course, this is not a democracy. This is not why people died in 1989 revolution for freedom, for free elections.
It all started with the unexpected victory of Călin Georgescu and the subsequent annulment of the election. Who do you think is truly responsible for this and what are the reasons for it?
The main responsibles are the former president, an ethnic German, Klaus Werner Iohannis, who led the country in the last 10 years, and the socialist prime minister Marcel Ciolacu. They control all the institutions, they control and name the members of the Constitutional Court who are not actually judges, but are politicians. The majority in the Constitutional Court members. And, of course, we have external interferences, we have deep state, we have Mr. Emmanuel Macron and the former Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who spoke about interference from Russia, but there is no proof about payments, about Russia meddling with our elections. The only ones who paid for interference and for advertising for Mr. Georgescu on TikTok, who is to blame this social Chinese social media network, so they say, are the National Liberal Party, the EPP party in Romania, who did this from public subsidies.
You mentioned foreign forces, external forces who played a role in this development. What are their interests? What are the interests of the US government that came before Trump, like State of Secretary Blinken? What are the interests of the European Union, and what are the interests of Emmanuel Macron, for instance?
Across the world, in the free world, as we know it and want to be a part of it, we cannot talk about right-wing and left-wing parties anymore. We must talk about globalists and patriots. So the globalists who took the power and wanted to seize the power in the United States, represented by the Democratic Party in the U.S., and their collaborators that lead the European Commission and lead the majority of the governments in the European Union states, want to hold the power. This is why Ursula von der Leyen in February 2024 came to Romania. Her and Manfred Weber publicly expressed feelings against my party, AUR, the Alliance for the Union of Romanians, and assured our government that they will not intervene in any breaking of the electoral laws and of the rule of law. We are accustomed in Romania to hear European Union commissars important figures like Timmermans, Verhofstadt, coming to Romania and speaking about the rule of law. But none of the important EU institutions blamed the annulment of the elections and what happened in the current crisis with the rule of law. I want to congratulate the Venice Commission about making a clear statement against what happened in Romania. And I want to point out the public statements of the former EU Commissar Thierry Breton that said more or less that they annulled the elections in Romania. We can see this only last month. The French ambassador visited the president of the Constitutional Court. This is highly unlikely, not and breaking all the diplomatic protocol to happen, a foreign ambassador to meet with the president of the Constitutional Court, with the members of the Audiovisual Council that is currently applying censorship on social media and wanting to close some TV channels that are against the government. This happens not only in Romania. Romania was only the testing ground. You saw what happened in France, in Poland. We expect the same scenario because they have elections in the same day as in Romania. They instrumentalize the judicial process in order to convict political figures under the Tusk government. In Poland, they want to ban the main opposition television, TV Republika, and news portal, V Polsce. This is not admissible in a democracy, and the EU unelected elites want to block the will of the people. They wanted to change undemocratically the treaties, and now they interfere with democratic elections across the continent.
What about the role, in your opinion, of Western media and foreign-funded NGOs played in this whole development, especially in Romania?
I am very glad about the measures taken by the Trump administration. We now know who paid for the fact-checkers and for the censorship in social media. We now know that U.S. aid money was behind the Soros network and the Open Society NGOs. And of course, these fact-checkers who were paid by our money, your money, the American taxpayers' money, censored our messages and limited the freedom of speech across the free world. Now, the mainstream media is not working. Nobody who is in their right mind believes what they see on CNN, because we have CNN also in Romania, CNBC and other TV networks like these.
Reports have stated that supporters of ordinary people, of Ceaușescu and your movement as well, have been pressured or even visited by police, authorities. Is this true, and do you have some examples, and how do you perceive the current situation in Romania?
You can imagine that for leaving a comment of supporting our movement, because it's the same movement to put Romania first, and Mr. Georgescu was the most elected Romanian through democratic elections. These supporters that comment on the social network are visited at 6 a.m. by policemen. This is clearly a police state. You could see how Mr. Georgescu, without being convicted, without being quoted, invited at the prosecutor's office, was stopped in traffic, and he was taken by the police at the prosecutor's office only to make him guilty in the eyes of the Romanian public. Well, we don't believe what we see on television. We have very big experience with the manipulation of TV channels. We have it at the national TV channel in the moment of the revolution. They lied to us. They said there are some terrorists on the streets and we must fight with the terrorists, an invisible character that was invented by the deep state. So Romanians started shooting each other, believing in this theory with the terrorists. So now the majority of the Romanian citizens, when they look in the TV sets, they know that they are seeing lies. So we need alternative sources of information. So congratulations for the work you are doing.
We're also facing repression because of this. Bank accounts have been banned in Austria, now in Hungary. So we experienced that as well.
Well, you can imagine just a short example with one of your banks that is being present in Romania and makes big profits out of the money of Romanian taxpayers and clients. You can imagine they refused at the beginning of our political party, who is now the main opposition party in Romania, they refused to open a bank account. This is partly why we believe in cash payments. We believe that cashing is king and that cash means freedom.
Culin Georgescu is also barely able to express himself on social media. Have there been any attempts to limit your communication on digital platforms as well?
Well, the government, the deep state and the European Union Commission pressured a lot the social media networks. We have some evidences of this from the reports of Mark Zuckerberg during the pandemic period, when directly the Biden administration deleted some posts and intervened in the freedom of speech. The same situation is now with TikTok. TikTok is obliged by the EU Commission to work with some fact checkers like open society NGOs like Funky Citizens, for example, in Romania. And they delete our posts, including my post. I said immediately after the annulment of the elections that the candidate that is prepared by the deep state and by the system is the current mayor of Bucharest, Nicu Șordan. and he will run into office. They deleted my post 3 days later, and they said this is disinformation. 4 days later, Nicu Șordan announced publicly that he will be a candidate, and most likely he will be my competitor if we will have a second round on the 18th of May.
What do you think in general? Will censorship and repression against oppositional parties further increase in the coming years, not only in Romania, but in the European Union in general?
This is their plan in order to clinch into power. The generation of my parents and my grandparents fought in the revolution, in the Second World War, in order to be free, to remain a democracy, and to have freedom of speech. It is now our duty, the duty of my generation, to fight for democracy, for freedom, and for the will of the people. So it depends on the results of the elections, on the results of the upcoming years. It's a continuing struggle for freedom.
Despite this repression you're currently leading in the polls, do you expect that your victory could be taken away from you if you win?
They will try. They will surely try. But our advantage right now is the divine intervention of God, who helped Donald Trump to win again the presidency of the United States. They tried to kill him like they tried to kill Robert Fico of Slovakia. It was only a few millimeters away from happening. So we have to struggle to keep the will of the people, and that the will of the people becomes law. And hopefully we will prevail.
After the annulment of the elections, there were large but peaceful protests. What do you think will happen if your victory is stolen in the same way? How will the Romanian people react to this?
Actually, the deep state and the system in Romania tried to provoke violent incidents, violent demonstrations, in order to justify the ongoing coup d'etat. We stopped it. The Romanian people, as you can see in Austria, are civilized, know how to behave, and we will continue to fight in a democratic manner, similar to the Gandhi movement, and we will prevail.
Let's move from the negative things to the positive things. If you were to become the president of Romania, what goals and what vision would you have for your country?
This is an exceptional campaign and exceptional times we are living in. So our immediate goals would be restoring the rule of law, restoring the constitutional order, democracy, freedom and peace. Furthermore, we have the objective to govern under the Romanian national interest. We are a rich country with poor citizens. We must use all our wealth. We are wealthy in minerals, in rare earth. So we must exploit this God-given natural richness to create a normal life for our citizens. We have onshore and offshore natural gas. Unfortunately, OMV is very lazy in exploiting this natural gas in the Black Sea. We have salt, we have copper, we have gold, we have oil. We have, I think, all the elements in the Mendeleev table. So that must provide prosperity for the Romanian citizens. Furthermore, we want to reduce bureaucracy, to reduce red tape, to reduce some local and national institutions that have no purpose now in the era of the digitalization, and promote the private sector and the Romanian capital.
Zeit zum Aufwachen. Mit unseren sorgfältig ausgewählten Büchern aus dem Auf1-Shop holen Sie sich den entscheidenden Wissensvorsprung. 500 Bücher in den Bereichen Politik und Geschichte, Corona, Gesundheit, Krisenvorsorge, Finanzen und vieles mehr. Bücher, die Ihnen das System am liebsten verschweigen würde. Holen Sie sich fesselnden Lesestoff. Jeder Einkauf unterstützt auch die Arbeit von Auf1. Information kann Leben retten und Orientierung geben. Auf1 ist die starke Stimme der Aufklärung. Wir werden nur durch unsere Zuseher finanziert. Genau deshalb versucht das System, uns mit der nun schon 9. Kontokündigung in der EU von unseren Unterstützern abzuschneiden. Sie können dennoch jetzt bei der Übergangsfinanzierung mithelfen, bis wir eine neue Lösung haben. Kaufen Sie in unserem Shop ein oder spenden Sie mit Kreditkarte. Helfen Sie, damit bei Auf1 nicht das Licht ausgeht. Auf1 ist auch Ihr Sender und kann nur mit Ihrer Hilfe weitermachen. Wir senden, Sie spenden.
Right now, one of the most pressing topics in the European Union is the war in Ukraine. How do you position yourself there?
We condemned publicly since the start of the war, the aggression of Russia against Ukraine. They broke all the international treaties. Now this war must end. We must have de-escalation of the conflict. We must have a ceasefire and an ongoing peace negotiation. I hope and pray that President Trump will manage to secure peace and that he will be a peacemaker. And hopefully the solution will bring peace to our region for the next 40 to 50 years. This, of course, must come with new security guarantees in order to assure that Russia will not do the same in the future.
Because of this position, both you and Mr. Georgescu have been labeled as being pro-Russian. How do you actually feel about Russia and also about Vladimir Putin, especially given Romania's communist past?
We as a people, as a nation, suffered a lot because of Russian interference and occupation in the last 200 years, even if it was the Tsarist Empire, the Soviet Union, or current Kremlin's Russian Federation. Now we are peace-loving people. We don't want conflicts. And hopefully we will obtain peace. This is the most important thing.
If you would become president of Romania, how would you deal with the European Union, especially under Ursula von der Leyen and its current course?
We would like to remain a member of the European Union and of NATO. I am stressing this with all the responsibility that we will keep and respect all our agreements towards our international partners. Now, of course, we are living in a democracy, or so they say, and we would like to create a new majority at EU level and we would like to reduce the role of EU institutions and increase the role of national institutions. We want a European Union in the future, but we want the European Union that was imagined by the founding fathers and by Adenauer and de Gaulle. We want a European Union that doesn't have second-class citizens. And I must repeat my message to your former Chancellor, Nehammer, who treated the Romanian citizens unjustly by opposing Romania becoming a member of the Schengen area. For many years, we have been deprived of our rights. EU is a place, a common economic place, where we grant the freedom of movement for citizens and for merchandise. And we weren't able to travel free in the Schengen space. Hopefully, we will not be treated as second-class citizens. Hopefully, we will be respected, and we will assure all our partners of the same respect if we are treated as such.
Romania has also benefited financially from the European Union. Critics could say that money comes with conditions. How do you plan to balance national sovereignty and European cooperation in the European Union? Because I think that is a key question for patriotic forces in Europe.
By fair trade, by multilateral benefiting from our cooperation, I'm not an isolationist. I believe in cooperation between countries, and I believe EU can be a success story if it is made up of free sovereign nations. We would like to stop this stick and carrot policy applied by the current EU Commission and by Ursula von der Leyen. You cannot give money as you please only if the member state listen to you. We also have national interests that must be respected.
You spoke of the central political conflict today being marked by the two poles, national versus globalists. Could you elaborate that a little bit further? What do you mean by that?
Some neo-Marxist theories want to destroy the national states. They think we are in a post-national state time. That means we will have a global government, or we will be led by some super federal state at European level. We oppose this. We saw a slogan in the European Union, unity under diversity, where we are diverse. We, the Romanian people, are socially conservative. We believe in God. We are a Christian people. And we believe in cooperation, and we believe in free speech and democracy. Do you accept us? Because if you don't accept us and you only accept radical Islamists and guys who parade with feathers in their heads, with clown masks, and you respect only abnormality, we have a problem. This is time to stand up for our rights. This is time to say we want just common sense.
We're coming to an end now. Many people, not just in Romania, but across Europe, they are losing their faith in the current political system. What is your message to those who are asking themselves, is it still worth fighting?
What is our solution? To put our hands on the chest and die? United we stand, divided we fall. It is time to unite our efforts also at European level, and you have a strong conservative movement also at a political level. Stand up, raise your voice, and be heard. We will be there alongside you. We will fight together with you.
Mr. Simeon, thanks for taking this time and thank you for talking to us.
It was a pleasure, and please, please, please spread the word about the attack on democracy that is happening right now in these days in Romania.
Thank you very much.